오늘 우리에게 주시는 하나님 말씀은
The words of God given us today are Acts chapter 13, verse 1-3, page 208 in the New Testament.
제가 봉독하겠습니다.
Allow me to read.
안디옥 교회의 선지자들과 교사들이
In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius, Cyrene, Manian, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
Amen.
So after they have fasted and prayed, Amen.
세상에 태어난 아이가
Until he's able to walk by himself, there's a necessary procedure a little baby has to go through.
어느 순간에서부터인가 깨어 있는 동안에는 팔다리를
When the time comes, he starts
budging
his arms and legs.
무의미한 동작의 반복
It seems to be meaningless, repetitive moves.
어린 아이는 팔과
But by doing so,
두근거리는 과정을 통해서 몸을 뒤집을 수 있는 힘을
he strengthens his shoulders,
팔과
arms and legs to turn himself over.
그래서 때가 되면 누가
가르쳐 주지 without any help,
자력으로
몸을 he's able to turn his body over.
바꾸어 말씀드리면 아이가 팔 다리를
In other words,
두근거리지
if it doesn't move While he is awake,
he
is not able to turn himself over.
때가 되어도 몸을 팔과 다리를 버둥거리지 못한다고 하는 것은 그 아이에게는 이미
It means that he has some developmental problems.
일단 아이가 스스로 몸을 뒤집을 줄 알게
After
되면
being able to turning himself over, crawling is the next step.
기기 시작하면
Once he starts crawling, he crawls everywhere.
그 과정 또한 그
It is also an essential step for the next step.
아이는 계속 기어다니는 과정을 통해서
As he crawls,
어깨 죽지, 팔과
not only his shoulder, arms and legs,
등뼈와
but his spine and lower back are strengthened.
앉을 수 있을 만큼 등뼈와
When he 허리가 becomes strong enough to sit up,
누가 가르쳐 주지 않아도
he sit himself up without any instruction from anybody.
자기 몸을 가눌 수 있게 되면
When he becomes able to keep the balance of his body,
균형을
he stands up
법을 익히고 그 이후에는
and starts to rattle
한 발씩
and toddle and finally walk and even run.
그 다음에는 걷는 것은 말할 것도 없고 뛰기까지 합니다. 이 세상에 태어난 모든 아이들이 스스로 일어나 걷기 위해서는
when even one step is missing,
모든 과정을 반드시 거쳐야만 하고
he's not able to walk.
모든 과정의 역시도
The procedure is necessary.
동일하게 적용됩니다. 그것이 바로
And it is all the same for every
하나님의
child.
법칙이기 때문입니다. 이처럼 인간은 자신을 창조하신 하나님의 법칙에 따라 성장하기 마련입니다. 교회의 주인은 삼위일체 하나님이십니다. 사람이 교회를 세우는 것 같지만 실은 사람을 도구로 삼아
The owner of church is the Trinity God. We seem to establish church, but in reality, the Trinity God established his church through us as his instruments. If the owner of church is God, he must be involved with the development of church.
뒤집고, 기고, 앉고,
It is needless to say that the one who decides when to establish, settle, and expand church is God. As God decides when a baby moves, turns over, crawls, sit up, stand, and walks. If we make our plan hastily go into practice without considering his timing,
성급하게 일으킨
like a baby who may live with problems in his spine and lower back, even if he walks earlier than others, who hastily made him sit up and walk. Church may grow outwardly, but is unable to be mature inwardly. We have taught about the church at Antioch for 3 weeks. The church at Antioch appeared in the era of human history, as indicated in Acts chapter 11, verse 19 to 21. Now those who had been scattered, the persecution in connection with Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks, also telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. Because of great persecution of Jews triggered by martyrdom of Stephen, Christians in Jerusalem were scattered all over the places. There were people who went to Antioch, but most of them preached the gospel to only Jews where they were. They consider the gospel exclusive only to Jews. At that time, several Christians from Cyprus and Cyrene established a church in Antioch for Greeks, the Gentiles. The church at Antioch was the first church for Gentiles in 2,000 years of church history, and many Gentiles in Antioch received the Lord through the church at Antioch. In other words, it was the quickening period of the Antioch church. Acts chapter 11 says this: news of these riches the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. Antioch was located in the north 480 kilometers away from Jerusalem. This distance was farther than the distances between Seoul and Busan. Considering the conditions of communication and transportation 2,000 years ago, a significant period of time must have been needed until the news on the church at Antioch reached Jerusalem. The mother church in Jerusalem sent Barnabas as pastor to the church in Antioch when they heard the news. Acts chapter 11, verse 25. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Barnabas realized that he was not able to do the ministry alone, and as Saul called for Paul, later who had lived in seclusion in Tarsus, to do the missionary together at the church at Antioch. It was the time when the church firmly rooted the members of the Antioch in Antioch were the people who were called Christians for the first time. Acts chapter 11, verse 29 to 30. The disciples, each according his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. The church at Antioch decided to send money. They gathered for the Christians of Jerusalem who were suffering a severe famine famine through Paul and Barnabas. Generally, Mother Church helps local church. The church at Antioch was substantially robust one, which even joined helping Mother Church. There's more. Look at verse 1. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, Paul, Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, and Saul. The church at Antioch was grown into universal church, where Barnabas, an Orthodox Jewish, Simeon, a black slave, Lucius, an unknown Gentile, Manian, a traitor, and Paul, once against Jesus Christ, were together. We don't know exactly how long has been taken for the church at Antioch in Acts chapter 11, verse 20, to grow into a universal church. But the important thing is that the Lord let the church start and root in the history and go through all the steps to grow into an ideal universal church. But it was not the final step for the church at Antioch. Look at verse 2 to 3. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Paul, Saul, for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. The Antioch church dispatched Barnabas and Saul, Paul as missionaries following the command of Holy Spirit. That is, the Lord made the Antioch church to missionary work after it went through all growing procedures. The last command the Lord gave us before his ascension was, "You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." So missionary work is the duty for any church at any time, anywhere. But one thing we have to pay attention to is that the Lord did not let the church at Antioch do missionary work from the beginning. It was not the law of God, as it is not the law of God that a baby walk and run as soon as he was born. God let the church at Antioch fulfill the duty of missionary work after he made it grow into a universal church. As I have mentioned before several times, whenever you are, if you keep on walking in one direction, you'll go around the earth and come back to where you have started. That is because the world that God has created is round. Thus, the place we're standing on with our two feet is the beginning and the end of the earth.
주님께서 안디옥 교회로 하여금
That is why the Lord has made the Church of Antioch grow into a universal church before bestowing the mission of missionary trips.
어느 곳에 있든지 자기가 지금 두 발 딛고 있는 곳에서
Whenever you are,
진정한 그리스도인으로 살 수 있는 사람만
who can stand firm on both feet and live as truthful Christians may carry out the mission to pass on the love and life of the Christ as Christian was delivered earlier.
100주년 기념 사업 협의회가 창립한 우리 교회의
The purposes of establishing our church by the council for the 100th anniversary of the Korean church was to manage and preserve the two important holy grounds of the Korean church, the Yanghwajin for a missionary cemetery and Yongin Martyrs Memorial Hall to carry out the succession of the faith of our ancestors in Christ. During the preparation period of 2.5 months and until the founding of our church on July 10, 2005, nobody could guess how many people would come to the new church or if our church would be capable of managing and preserving the two holy grounds. However, simultaneous with the quickening of our church, many Christians whom the Lord had personally prepared came to the secluded Yanghwajin from afar and near. And the Lord has guided our church and enabled us to stand firm with the power of the Lord's words despite the hardships of the world. Not only that, the Lord has enabled us to grow manage and to preserve the two holy grounds of the Korean church. During the 4 years and 3 months, since our church was found, we have spent
땅끝이었습니다. 우리는 이 양대 성지를 보존하고 관리하기 위해 우리의 모든 힘을 쏟아 부었습니다.
Our all effort to preserve the two holy grounds.
다시 말해서 우리 교회가 창립된 이래
As of October 2009,
양화진 외국인 선교사
During the 4 years and 3 months,
기념관을 관리 보존하기 위해서
To manage and preserve the two holy grounds, we've spent the following. Repair and management fees for Yanghwajin Cemetery, 978,285,353 won. For Memorial Hall, 324,124,331 won. Yanghwajin Research Institute maintenance cost, 285,694,264 won. Subsidies for the Council of 100th Anniversary Church was 418,131,131. Subsidies for the manager of the Union Church, 27,042,071. Building and maintenance cost of the main chapel, 3,954,379,706 won. Building and maintenance cost of Yanghwajin Hall, 543,571,131. which all add up to a total of 6,693,235,049 won. The total amount is just for the main spending during the 4 years and 3 months. Adding the rest expenditure would increase the maintenance and preservation cost to as much as 7 billion won. Among the great amount we have spent during the 4 years and 3 months, not even a single one was spent to buy land in the name of our church or to buy a property for our church. All of the money had been spent solely Yanghwajin for a missionary cemetery and Yongin Mater Memorial. The work no church or parish could do was done for the past 4 years and 3 months by our church alone for the Korean churches. Nevertheless, nobody, not even one person, complained why our church had to do something so foolish, or why we were not investing the great amount on buying property to solve the problem of the lack of space for worship services. That is because management and preservation of the two holy grounds of the Korean Church, the Yanghwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Mater Memorial, is the calling Lord has given to our church. In other words, the Lord has enabled us to grow enough to offer our body and soul for our church. As the Lord has enabled us to stand firm despite many hardships and grow enough to carry out our mission, we may find out from today's verse about the next level that the Lord will guide us to.
오늘 본문을 통해 확연하게 알 수 있게 됩니다. 그것은 주님께서 이상적인 보편적 교회로
just as the Lord had the church at Antioch turn its vision to the outside world after establishing a universal church, the Lord is telling us to look to the outside of Yanghwajin and to have the love of the Lord flow over the world. If we had thought of the Yanghwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Mater's Memorial as our first mission ground, from now on, we should expand the missionary grounds to the world. If we had thought of the Yanghwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Mater's Memorial as our end of earth, we should from now on use the two holy grounds as a start of point for a new end of earth. As we are located in Yanghwajin, we should have the love of the Lord overflow into our community. As we are standing in the history of the present, we should fulfill our social responsibilities of our church. As we are a universal church in human history, we should serve the humankind with loss and disease, famine, and spiritual darknesses, with love and life. In one word, we should love and save the people of the world.
주님께서 모든 교회에 부여하신 본연의 의무, 선교의 의무를 보다 충실하게 감당할 수 있게끔 지난 4년 3개월
동안 Now I can only thank the Lord for allowing our church to grow during the past 4 years and enabling our church to faithfully carry out the supreme task.
일반적으로 한국 교회가 선교라는 용어를 통용하고 있기 때문에
Generally, since the Korean churches use the word missionary work, I also use missionary work to help with your understandings. But I favor the word evangelize more. Since the definition of missionary work is to pass on a religion and expand, it may be misunderstood as passing on the religious system or format.
전도는 문자 그대로 길을 전하는 것으로 주님께서 주신
evangelize means to show the way literally.
전하는 것입니다.
For the Christians, to evangelize is to pass on the ways of love and life of the Lord. The Antioch Church was a mature universal church where Orthodox Jews, black slave and a nameless foreigner, a traitor and an enemy to Jesus Christ, loved each other in Christ. They sent off Paul and Barnabas to the world to flow the love and life of the Lord that flourished within them. To pass on the love and life of the Lord that flourished within them. That's why the Lord made the church at Antioch became an universal church before taking off to pass on the gospel to the world. Only those who have gone through not only external growth but inner maturation would be able to pass on the ways of love and the ways of life properly.
오늘날 세계 선교에 대한
Today,
한국 교회의 열정은
The passion for missionary work of the Korean church is global.
한국 교회가 선교를 위해 매해 지급하는 금액을
If we sum up the budget for world missions of each Korean church, it would be an astronomical.
선교에 대한 열정은 누구보다도 앞서지만 그럼에도 불구하고 한국
Nevertheless,
이 세상을 새롭게 하기는 커녕
Instead of making the world a new place, the Korean church is becoming an object of criticism.
교회는
The reason
건물이 아니라
is that the church is a gathering of people who wish to serve the Lord and not a building or a system. Unless each member of the church follow the ways of love and life of the Lord, all missionary work may become religious business or religious events. Nothing more than that. In other words, Korean churches has only established an external growth with the offering made by the Korean Christians, but not the more important inner maturation of faith by following the love
한국 교회가 아직 내적 성숙의 경지에까지는 다다르지 못했다는 말입니다. 그래서 어느 나라보다 세계 선교에 대해 뜨거운 열정을
지니고 있는 한국 교회가 that is most eager in missionary work has failed to become the church of Antioch of today that will renew the world and history. That is a very sad story. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has allowed us to grow sufficiently to manage and preserve the Yanghuajin for a missionary cemetery and Yongin Mater's memorial with our hearts, works, and substances.
그러나 그것으로 자만해서는
But we should not be proud of our external growth.
그와 같은 외적 성장은 그 다음 단계를 위한
Please do not forget that the external growth the Lord has allowed us
만약 우리가
외적인 성장만으로
세계 선교를 향한
If we become proud of our external growth The harder we strive to achieve the supreme task of missionary work, all work will be religious businesses or religious events used to express ourselves and not the Lord. From today, it's one of us who is part of our 100th anniversary church should become truthful Christians. Who follow the Lord's path of love and life. We should take the initiative to become a loving, mature, universal church that loves each other regardless of sex, age, or wealth. That is when all missionary work will become the true work of the Lord. Who seeks for the one lost sheep, full of true love and life.
전도가 될 것이요. 우리의 가정과 일터 그리고 우리의
That is when our homes, workplaces, and our church will be the church at Antioch of today. Let us pray.
한국 교회의 양대 성지인
I thank you, Lord, who has established our 100th anniversary memorial church for helping us carry out our mission to manage and preserve the two holy grounds of Korean Christianity, the Yanghuajin for a missionary cemetery and Yongin Mater's memorial for the past 4 years and 3 months despite various hardships. I thank you, Lord, for enabling us to stand firm in the present time and for the fruitful growth process. Thank you, Lord, for making us look beyond Yanghuajin to the outer world. From within Yanghuajin, as we reach your determined time. Thank you for making Yanghuajin our first missionary ground and our end of earth. Become our foothold for our step forward to a new end of earth. Please make us Not be proud of our external growth, but make us strive for inner maturity with your heartful grace. Make us become true Christians who do not forsake the love and life you have bestowed on us. Make us become a mature universal church where we love each other regardless of our differences. Please make it our mission to pass on true love and life to the world as we transcended race and national boundaries. Make us live each day accordingly and make each one of us our homes, our workplaces, and our church, the church at Antioch of today. In Jesus' name. Amen.